Oh man, we're back at doing this again, huh? How long has it been?
Jesus.
What'd I tell you earlier? 2 years?
2 years.
Just about in July, it'd be 2 years.
Okay, it was July. I was about to out. Yep. I couldn't remember. I didn't even know if you told me the month or I couldn't remember.
Oh man, should I just drop it in July? Just for a joke?
For the anniversary.
I know, right? Oh man. You know what? Thank you for the loyal listeners that still be listening to this. I don't know who y'all are.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to y'all. I forgot about that. One day I clicked and I said, 300 people listen to this? Who is that faithful 300?
Hey,
I sure don't even play it back. I don't edit, so.
Record, upload.
Literally. No shame in my game. Record, upload. Mm-mm. Once we get some donations over here. Cash App, True VP 24, you know? We take donations.
All funds go back to the, you know what I'm saying, supporting the...
I know, right? The music career.
Yeah, everything.
And then the postal career. And man, it's an investment out there. No? Oh man, tell the people what you've been up to, Solomon. It's been 2 years, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I've been focused in on the music, not gonna lie.
Yeah, man, you've been dropping very consistent since.
I've been trying. I was like, I guess I'm just always making something, so I'm like, I'm coming out regardless. I've been trying to be more consistent about it. I'm like, well, that's because I'm actually growing now.
Yeah.
Ever since I put out the, actually made the separate Instagram for it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually been branching out, working with other artists.
Yeah, what you got about, like, what, 3 features so far?
Well, so, and I got a couple more I just did, like, last week. So there's some more in the tuck somewhere.
That's what's up. Who you been connecting with?
A couple other dudes around the same kind of sphere that I work in. I mostly met up to, like, SoundCloud and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I was supposed to be, I'm not gonna lie, it's been bad, because I've been ducking this one dude, but that's because he be kind of fanned out when you talk to me, so.
Oh, you're a fan?
I can't really have no normal conversation with him.
Oh, man, you been following since high school or something?
I don't, like, he just found out about me from when I was featured on that one mixtape. That's where he found out about me from. He's been geeked out ever since. So I've been kind of ducking him. But me and him supposed to make an EP together. So I'm like,
oh man, what, all of us supposed to make an EP sometime?
We were supposed to. Yeah, me and Mario specifically was supposed to do a mixtape. Mm-hmm. I remember. It was stealing beats in bed, because that's all we used to do. We was stealing instrumentals, and me and him were supposed to do that.
Yeah, and
the computer broke.
Nah, you need to get back to producing. I know you're listening, Mario. You better get back to producing at this, man. I don't care.
I told you, I'll buy him whatever he needs.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he agree to lock in and produce my next thing,
mm-hmm.
I'll go get it for him.
Hey, I'll donate. Post office been all right to me. I'll donate.
I'll drop what I need to. Nothing, I've been cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the music thing. I got some I've been cooking up for the past like month or two.
Uh-oh.
A little different. Bro out there, but I'm, you know what I'm saying? Still me.
I heard that. I'm trying a different sound or something.
Yeah. Whole different sound. It's a little weird, but from what I've been making in the lab so far, it's doing what needs to be done.
I heard that.
So
yeah, if you're not happy with it, man.
I'm going to scrap the whole thing.
Hey, go big or go home, they say.
I do not care.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in. I will toss it up.
We're on out there, man.
What's up with you doing?
Oh, man. Shoot, I deliver mail for a living now.
Real? Real?
Yep, I sit on my butt, drive. Open box, throw mail in there, drive off, maybe get out every now and then, do a package. Well, what am I kidding? I do more packages than mail.
I don't know that. Is it like a? I don't even know where to get on that. Like, how does that?
What, mail wise?
Yeah, like how does that work?
How does it work? It comes all sorted. Well, not all of it, like the magazines and all that. I gotta put that all in order in the morning.
Oh, damn.
It ain't too bad. It ain't too bad.
But like the rest of it, though, is like that sorted out.
That sorted out? Yeah, like all the regular mail, like bills and all that. Unless like some of it didn't go through the machine. But it just depends on the route. Because I ain't no regular yet, so they just throw me where they need me. Shoot, my first day, they sent me to the hood. No warning, no nothing. Man. Yeah, Set me up for failure on that Monday.
Nah, I can't imagine that get bad. Mm-hmm. Wherever you need it can mean a lot of things, though.
Oh, no. I was told a story after I got back. Hey, man. That was a rough route you were on. No, the last mailman got beat up over there.
No, bro.
I said, I'm sorry.
I'll be like, is you trying to scam me or something? Like, what?
Nah, man, he got put in the hospital, man.
Yo.
Hey, man, it was so bad they sent him to a different station. And this is something you didn't want to tell me before I left.
For real.
Like, what the heck?
You said that was your first row?
Yeah, first one I did over there, man.
Why they wait till after?
I thought about quitting that whole day.
Which I think you would have been well within your right to do.
Mm-hmm. Nah, man. They sent me a bunch of help, too. Shout out to those two car workers. I said, I got to man up. Got these girls out here making me look like a punk. They sent two girls, too. They just drive around like nothing happened. Oh, yeah, this is a bad area. They told me. I said, thanks for the heads up, you know?
Just common knowledge, I guess.
You know, shoot. Nah, that's it. They ain't over here scared. I got to band up. Hold on now.
Yeah, you might gotta. Gotta,
ain't finna look like no punk.
You gotta step it up at that point. I'm getting done by two minutes. It's up.
I know, right? Man.
I mean, clearly, I mean, you stuck it out, though.
Yeah, man, I'm still here. Hey, I bet you I can finish that route in less than 4 hours.
How long do we usually, like any given route, usually take?
All of them are different. Some routes are short. Some of them are super long.
Jesus.
Nah, because I made it to the point I could finish that route in 4 hours.
Hey, man.
Nah, because the last two times I went over there, people were tweaking. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about one guy told me get out the way because he was trying to get his drug deal on. I was blocking up the street, quote unquote, because it's all like block boxes. You got like park every now and then, get out and walk the strip. Yeah. I said, ain't no way this old white man with a 2024 Lexus lives over here. This one just came out.
What? You seen him? He was trying to get a deal going.
Yeah, trying to get his re up.
You gotta pay it off somehow.
Mm-hmm. And then last time, I said, what's this little boy walking around with a bat for? No more, couldn't be no more than 13. Walking around with a bat, no ball, just angry. I said, I wonder what he's so angry about.
Just angry.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
So I pull over because I got a loop. I got to get ready to split the mail. They sent me some help because it was the end of the day. They told me to go take it off of somebody and do it. They sent me some help. We're splitting it. Me and my other coworker, all we hear is, psh! We just turn around this kid with that same kid I saw that looked angry.
Yeah.
We're all the way around the corner with this big old rock just bursting out that one car window. This white man, come outside now, you beep.
Nah.
He broke every window on that old Jaguar. I said, oh my lord. Me and that dude say, yeah, it's time to get up out of here. It's time to go.
Do it.
I skipped the rest of that street. I brought all that back.
Can't do it.
Said, that's the regular's problem tomorrow.
I am the mailman, man. I'm just doing my job.
I see Bear County Sheriff pull up a second later. Because that's how bad it is over there, dog.
I'm just chilling
around. Nah, because Bear County be like literally patrolling. They be like 5 deep.
Oh my God.
I say the Lord's Prayer before I go in there. I pray up. I pray for the community, of course, but I say an extra strong prayer before I go over there. nothing but gospel music in the whole playlist that whole day.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, you can't listen to too hard.
I'd be aware of my surroundings, but I need that extra anointing.
Nah, dog. That dude's crazy.
It's the only bad part, man. You see some rough stuff out there. Sympathize for some of them kids. The kids be the sweetest, though. You just feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Because their situation, they can't help it.
Yeah, it's circumstance.
Yeah, it's their circumstance. Yeah.
I hate to see that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you've been doing it for how long now?
Almost a year in September.
And so, I mean, it got to be worth it, though. But
2 years, you'd be a career employee and get to bid on a route. I'm just hoping I can bid on a good route.
Okay.
You know? Hope they don't send me to the west side or anything. I don't want no walking route. I'm not trying to be running every day from dogs.
Jesus Christ, they do be all over the west side, huh?
Mm-hmm. I like this side of town, I do.
Mm-mm. Damn, that's 2 years in?
Yeah.
I ain't bad. That makes sense.
Bad, yeah. Ain't too bad. I mean, I am doing the career coach thing too, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do it.
Working on that certificate, you know. Getting that all in order. Oh, yeah, man. And, you know, I do that ordained minister, you know. Worked on that.
Oh, my God.
Got that, man. Shoot. Got some people I'm finna marry up, you know. If you ever just need a reverend legalized by the state all around what 47 states they say.
Damn, 47,
that website says, man.
Oh my god.
Nah, because 3 states you can't do it in because they got the laws.
Whatever.
Yeah, man.
Shoot. Hey, man, look, there's a couple people probably from our class that you might need to.
Hey, man, tell them hit me up. I'll consult and I'll see if we can make it happen.
He was getting married.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been having a lot of kids, man.
Which I don't understand.
Hey, man.
I mean,
I'll tell you like this here. That's their life. They got to live it. Hopefully, you know, they just raise the kids right. That's the best thing
I
can say.
I never wish no, you know, never wish wrong on them. I ain't mad at it. It's just.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Hey, man.
I don't know.
Pray to God. That's the best advice I give. Raise it up in the Lord.
Max. Never lie.
Mm-mm. I mean, hey, I say it's a little too young, man. You still got life to live, but hey, do you. I don't give out free advice no more. Without people asking. No. Mm-mm. It is what it is.
I just got hit. I don't eat all day. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Me either. I'm real one for bringing this food. I ain't gonna lie.
This is getting bad.
Mm-mm. I just been drinking this big old pitcher of water I just got.
Yeah. I mean, that's not bad, though.
Yeah. You gotta stay hydrated. The truck ain't got no AC.
Got no AC.
Nah, that truck it was made in 88. Some of them 88, some of them 92.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, be out there sweating like a slave.
Jesus.
How bad it be.
I mean, shoot. Almost a year, though.
Yeah, almost a year. 1 year down left. Almost. Oh, can't complain too much. Ain't been pulling to the office yet. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't got no reason to pull me in.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know they.
Oh, they be watching. Mm-hmm.
You just don't say nothing?
That little scanner be snitching on you.
Oh.
Nah, I make sure I do my job and go home. Don't piss nobody off.
Hey, that's what you supposed to do, man.
Yeah. I don't want no beef.
No, that's how I'd be at work. Yeah. For the longest time, they ain't even... When I got this, when I got the jewelry insurance job,
mm-hmm.
for the longest time, they ain't even know I talk for real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't be talking to nobody. As far as they knew, I was mute.
Same at my job. I heard through the grapevine, management was trying to figure me out. They couldn't figure me out.
Oh, yeah, that's what they was trying to do for me for the longest.
I don't know if he wants to quit or does he like the job.
He couldn't figure it out.
Mm-mm. Nah.
No.
I just started socializing and all that.
Not for real.
So, I'm like, it don't matter to me. I'm like, I'm here for, a chick, not if,
I know that's right. That's why I know management that they're finally figuring out their games don't work on me. Because we all know I got the patience of a what's-his-name.
Yeah.
Like, I could care less.
I'm gonna hold out.
Once y'all figure out them games don't work, eh? have a better day.
What else you been doing?
Shoot, nothing, man. I work like almost 12 hours a day.
Jesus.
Other than that, I finally, thank God for this whole day, I finally got to go back to church, man. You know, I had to work every Sunday since I got hired.
Every single one?
Every Sunday since I got hired. Finally got to go back to church, man.
See, that's good, bro.
You know, the only good part I could say out of this whole down I got, that and it's the easiest route to the station. Man, you know, everybody knows it. That's why I get worked extra hard. It is what it is. Nah, I can't milk that route, man. No.
That's lucky just hating, but you know.
It is what it is, say, man.
It is what it is.
Shoot. You
want to take that?
I ain't afraid of management. I do my job. They do their job. Well, they halfway do their job. Like, hey, I ain't going to bash them, man. You know, they trying their best.
They trying their best. Even they trying their best is crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, man, you know I gotta lift them up every now and then. I'll be doing that. A little bit even though I know they ain't doing too good.
No.
You say your management hates you?
Well, I know they definitely...
Racist!
See, I didn't even want to do all that. But, I mean, then I did see, like, a couple of white people back-to-back... Suddenly leave. They never show back up. I don't know.
Black people?
I don't know why they cut us down, you know, in half. Hey, but man, it's kind of crazy.
The color quota feel too high.
Nah, but I mean, my thing is, I be doing my job real well. I just don't be showing up for real.
Oh, man.
But they got like a little...
attendance system?
Yeah, they got like a little thing for it. So I'll be towing the line.
Man.
I'll be in and out of the office. They be like, why you?
You're good at your job, but you just don't show up.
I'm like, man, y'all gave me the, you know what I'm saying? Y'all laid out the little system. I'm finna game it.
I'm finna walk the bell.
I'm gaming the system.
Yeah, man.
Y'all shouldn't have gave this to me.
I mean, hey, you're playing your cards right. Hey, with my job, I said, you know, it's work. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can only have, what, 4 call-ins in 90 days? I've only had 1 call in my whole, like, 9 months.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's probably why they leave me alone half the time. They know I'm going to come to work. I'm going to come in on my off days sometimes.
What do you do?
Shoot. No, because if you hear the magical number 632, oh, boy. Stewart, union rep. I need my union rep. Mm-mm. I ain't going in there alone.
What's a union rep?
Mm-mm. Nah, them union reps, man, they come up clutch. I promise you.
Wow.
Shoot, that's the only good part about this job. You got a union. A lot of these people in there snaky. They try to get you for any little thing. Say you did something, you were nowhere close.
For real?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Some people, yeah, it's a literal ego game.
That's weird. Yeah. A lot very weird, but...
Yeah, man, you know, it's the people that got bullied in high school, you know, finally got a little bit of power. Make some big decisions.
It's crazy. But, I mean, I wasn't bullied in high school. I guess I'll never know that feeling.
Nah, right? We actually, you know, weren't bullied.
You know, a guy like me, I was actually, you know, a stable person.
Yeah, I had friends.
I was a normal person, man. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you know. Were we really normal? Because we went to Jekka. Not a normal sleep schedule.
Yeah, I mean, Damn, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'll say that much. But I mean, I was well adjusted. Well, yeah. I was well adjusted enough.
Well adjusted enough.
I was well adjusted enough. Everybody messed with me.
Yep.
You know, whatever else. That's, you know, that's just what else.
For but, sure, we probably had some haters.
Probably. Well, nah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Nah, we did.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Was some of it my fault? Yes. Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. I used to be very, very reckless with a lot of things I used to say.
I mean, you know, that's just part of the process. You grow out of it.
I grew out of it.
Hopefully. I mean, I can't say, you know what I'm saying? I'm not you. I don't know. if we put you in that position, will you, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Will you revert? I don't know. But
hey, some people, I'd stand up for some of us. Hey, man, no shame in my game. You ain't messing with my friends.
But, I don't think I brought no hate on myself.
Nah.
I don't think nobody had a real reason. I think most of any weird activity anybody ever did to me, that's because of my association. With Mario.
Nah, yeah. More Mario, than anything. For sure.
Because yeah, me and bro was tight. So yep. If he ever got involved in some,
we all got yeah, involved.
We all did.
Literally.
Like ain't nobody was weird to me. It was weird to him and me by proxy.
I still remember. Can you have a talk with him? Call his parents. I'm not that man's crazy dad.
Have a talk with his dad. I'm not that man's daddy, bro. I'm
no, for real.
Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Trying to get my own life together. Shoot. I'm failing chemistry right now. You think that's my...
You can't have a talk with me.
Yeah, I know, right? I need some encouragement. I need some guidance. Why I got to go give out some encouragement?
Not my job.
No, for real. Mm-mm. Then I'm up there failing algebra 2 because of that mess shit. Man. Oh, I just had the worst schedule. Sophomore and then junior year. I just took a back-to-back worst schedule. Excuse me. You know it's bad when the principal told you got the worst schedule.
Damn.
Yo.
I'm not gonna lie. I might be pressed for principal to tell me stuff like that. I'm like, were you the principal?
Nah, she said, who did you make mad to make you this schedule? I don't even know the lady that made it. That's the worst part. No, she pointed to her.
You can't step in and say something, man. You
I started out with literally what's that comp class we had for English junior year before Bernard? What was his name? What's that guy's name? Was it Chapman?
I don't know.
I started off with that. Then I immediately had
was
pre-cal. Then followed up with some Dr. Ness language barrier.
Jesus Christ.
And then what did I end the day with? Philosophy or something? I forgot. It was something rough. That's Jesus all I remember. Christ,
you had
my Mondays and Wednesdays, I really wanted to hurt myself.
They dealt you the worst card. I ain't gonna lie. They dealt you the worst hand, gang. I ain't gonna lie.
They did what? The year before? Algebra 2 and chemistry like that too? That's what I'm saying. The worst part is, you know, both them projects are due the same day.
God. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yep.
I don't remember my schedule. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's that bad. It scarred me.
Damn, I didn't even think about it like that.
You know, they even scarred me during my graduation. This isn't my diploma. What you mean it's not my diploma?
That was the funniest thing.
How much blood, sweat, and tears went into this?
I think getting everybody the wrong diploma that day was the funniest part.
And then they didn't take them back. We had to track them down ourselves.
For real. Which, like, okay.
So unorganized. And I deliver by that school sometimes, too.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me. Literally, like, right across the street. By the Jetson admin place. You'd be delivering over there.
Oh, yeah, that is over there, ain't it?
Yeah, when that guy's out of town, I do his route sometimes.
Okay.
It's rare.
You ever look back at them years and think about doing something differently if you had the chance?
Yep.
Damn. I didn't. All right, man.
Probably not going there to begin with. I always say that. Like, I love the people I met, but like, going there,
it was just a different situation.
I for sure would probably graduate from college right now. For sure would have went to a 4-year university and graduated and had it all together.
Would have had up, would have been out there.
That's probably the reason why I hate school. For sure would have got a scholarship. That's the crazy part. They really didn't give us all like full rides. Only because of how competitive our class was. That's crazy.
That was. I think that is insane.
So you cannot say like what? Mostly everybody there deserved the full ride.
Yeah. Nah.
You can't lie. If kids were like what, getting lower GPAs than ours. I graduated with a 3.8, still didn't get a full ride.
I did too. I had the same. Well, not. I think mine was like a 3.7. But yeah. I mean, like, same thing, like.
Dog, I see people with barely a 3.0, no sports, no nothing. Full ride, here you go. Like, get out of here.
In a bare minimum, dude.
Yeah, but college is what you make of it, though. But I'm honestly with the trend nowadays, you probably could. How work shortage it is, you probably could get a decent job without college.
Now you can.
Yeah.
You definitely can. I mean, it
depends on what your work ethic is.
Yeah. I mean, same thing. It depends on what you're. I feel like, yeah. I mean, yeah, you can. I think most people that go to college probably just don't be going for, like. I don't want to say too much. You know what I'm saying?
The experience.
Not to disrespect nobody, you know what I'm saying? Career plan or nothing, but, like. Are y'all really going to college for valid degrees?
No, for real. If you're not going to be a little doctor, lawyer, or like something like high up there.
I feel like that's the only reason you would really need.
You could go get a certification online for less than 36 months. Like, you're just paying for the experience. I ain't gonna lie. Because how much spent that career coaching one's costing me?
Dog, I don't.
$49 a month till I finish it. Not bad at all. You can get an IT certification on there. You get all the certifications for IT on there. All the certifications for, what's his name?
Z.
Marketing, all that.
Instead of
paying off. And these are like,
bands on bands.
This is made by Google and those top companies that you're trying to get hired by, like IBM, Google, all those companies. This is where it's all made from. Goodwill, what else? It's just. And they even help you try to find a job after.
That's fine.
That's why I said, literally, what's that cost you? $49 a month till you finish it? Compared to what? Thousands and thousands of dollars? Like, if you look around, you can, what's his name, find something. Even trade school. I'd rather pay that $3,000 and get a trade and work my way up in the trade.
The trade is you can get a plan.
Yeah, because trades are dying. Because they keep preaching that same old sorry subject. College, you need college. College is the only answer. No, it's not. Honestly.
There are other ways around.
There are other ways. But social media does play a point in that, if you ask me. I ain't gonna lie to you. They promote this lifestyle that ain't true. You need all this money. I make all this money from social media.
Which, yeah, is like...
I mean, sure. You gotta sell your soul just to get it, but...
I be feeling like a little kid, though. I don't know. I be so surprised every single time I see, like... I feel weird saying influencer just, like, handedly. I don't know. But, like, I be seeing, like...
In person?
Nah, not, like, in person, but, like... Whenever the people be getting exposed and be like, oh, like I'm taking, you know what I'm saying? Every other story is me. I'm in Venice. I'm in Dubai. I'm over here. And then some come out, they homeless.
Homeless.
I'm like, there's no begging way. I'm like, yo.
They like paint that picture. Like,
that is so funny.
That's what I said. I said, there's just no way at this point. They gotta show kids that working class, hey, unless you just gonna go out there and hit it big, you gonna have to be in the working class. Yeah. There ain't no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah,
you gonna have to work. I'd rather have to work hard to get something than get it super easily. Because you know why? That foundation. If it's not built on a strong foundation.
It's not gonna last.
Not gonna last. Gone.
Not gonna last.
Not gonna last at all.
That's how I be treating everything.
Mm-hmm. Shoot, people think I want to be in that hot mail truck over there, sweating like a slave. You think that's what I graduated and wanted to do? And
I was prepping you for that.
I know, right? You think I went to Jekka for that?
No. Should have been that college prep class, like.
Nah, for real, I ain't gonna lie. She could have done better. Walker really could have done better, but that's COVID's fault, too. I can't blame her, because she did lose, like, a year and a half.
Yeah. That kind of threw off a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. So I said, I can't blame her on that one, honestly. Mm-mm. But I wonder, how many people from Jekka are actually in college right now? Actually went and got their degree. And if they do have it, are actually using it for something.
The percentage is getting smaller and smaller as you go down the list.
Literally, because they turned it into a lottery system after us. But I really think, like, the class of 2020 or 2021, COVID really messed that up, though. A lot of people.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I feel like it's just that class specifically, too. Like, that little chunk right there in society. We just kind of got to deal with it.
It's like they lost hope, honestly.
Which, I mean, makes sense. I don't blame them necessarily.
Because think about it. Remember, we were literally locked up for about a year and a half. The only fun they had at that school was what? Prom and our field trip to Six Flags. And prom was just disappointing, too.
I'm going to be honest, I don't remember.
I don't even know how I remember this stuff.
I don't remember. Prom kind of... Oh my God! No, I do. But I was in my head at that time, so I wasn't having fun regardless. I wasn't in a good space. So I was like, I don't even care about this. But I mean, even then, it was a sorry excuse for a problem. But you know what I'm saying? They had to work with. You know.
They worked with. Hey, I can't blame them. That's a good audible. You know, even though they lost what, $5,000 deposit to that place they wanted.
Damn.
People robbed them. Oh, COVID. I'm sorry. Damn. Can I get our deposit back? We spent it.
Oh my. That's what that happened.
Yeah. Remember? And then. Remember,
oh my God, that did.
Remember, we were saving up all that money. They even convinced my mom, which I was shocked they convinced her to save up for a senior year trip. Jesus. Money's gone. Santika said, we're not going. Santika said they're not going to do it.
They made the boss call you? Like, they told you straight up.
I said, what are you? Money gone.
Made the boss call straight to him. Nah, dog.
I don't even like roller coasters. Y'all are the only reason I went. I hate roller coasters.
I remember that. Because, yeah, you was not messing with it. We good. We had to convince you.
Yep. I got on one ride and it opened. Shout out to Mario. He sure did close it.
Oh, my God. That was funny.
I sat my little happy butt on the ground.
It was a fun night.
Just paying money on games. I think I spent $100 on games that night.
Jesus. What the?
Yeah.
I didn't spend a dime on nothing. Oh, that's true. I bought food. I'm sure.
Shoot. And then I gave y'all all the prizes anyways. I didn't even keep one. I only kept one for myself.
Yes, you just dropped a cool honey bun. And that was it.
You know, I think it may have been 120. I think it was like somewhere around 100.
Okay.
Nah, because remember that one girl, what's his name, asked me to play that game for her. I stuck it up. I said, yo. I said, I should leave right now, too. I said, there's no way I just stuck this up that bad. Nah, I felt bad. That's the only reason I did it again. I said, my mom really taught me good morals.
I get that, though. That'd be pissing me off, dog.
Yeah, I mean, I won a prize.
Tired of being a good person. Yeah. I can't help it.
Shoot, I did it again. Won a prize.
Mm-mm. I get that, though. That's why.
Dang. That's crazy. It's been, what, 3 years, huh?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I had fun, at least. I don't know about the rest.
Man, I had all the fun, man.
I don't know about the rest of y'all losers, but I had fun. That always be tripping me. I'm going to be like, I hated in high school. Worst years of my life. I'm like, what were y'all doing?
Not for real. I mean, hey, I tried to make the most of them little 3 years.
I'm like, yo, I don't count
senior.
Yeah, that's a Mickey Mouse year.
I'm
not a really is
nope.
It's
crazy. I'd have had three career paths in the last, what? No, four. Yeah, since we graduated. What, four? I still worked at Pizza Hut? Then I got moved up to vet tech? Went to college for a little bit. Became a teacher for a while. And now I'm the postman. Wow. Look at here.
Now I'm the postman.
Like, I'm not really. I'm not even 21 yet. Look at here.
Damn. That'd be blowing me because I really. Everyone else around me really be working like so many other jobs. I really only work two jobs. I was the Little Caesars, and now I'm doing the jewelry insurance.
Wait, I forgot it. I was a coach. I forgot.
Oh my god!
I did that when I was a teacher.
There's no coach way.
Coach basketball and flag football.
There's no way, dog.
It's crazy, man. Hey, you could call all those jobs. You know what they'll tell you? I was a hard worker and I showed up.
Your skill set is impeccable. I know your resume looks crazy.
Yeah.
Your resume is filled out.
Yeah, man.
I really only got two things under my belt. Sometimes I be thinking, like, I'm about to quit this job. I need more experience. Nah. But I'm like, why am I going to do that, though? Mm-hmm. I really only got two jobs. Is that crazy?
You say, yeah, man. No, that's actually good for your age. It shows consistency.
That's what I've been thinking. That's what I was thinking. I was like.
Same with mine. I worked all of them for a year. I think Pizza Hut was my longest job. That one in the vet tech. Mm. Yeah, I did my contract for teaching. Did that full 9 months a year. And now I'm almost at my first year with the post office.
That's good.
Damn. Who knows? Maybe I might find something good, man. It'd be a long time career. Because post office, they got plenty more jobs in there.
Expand and branch out.
Yeah, no, you can, like, literally, say I get bored after I turn regular.
Yeah.
I can switch to another job in there.
Dang.
If I really wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, man,
done deal. Yep. I'll never be a supervisor, though. I don't want that stress on my life. Even though the pay is better, not worth the stress.
Yeah, I thought about that, dog.
For what, like, a few minutes? Until, like, I get a few years down the line, then I'll be making more than them, carrying milk. Shoot, there's this one old guy we got in there, super sweet. Shoot, I know he makes the most. When that penalty overtime hit, he'd be making about $70, $80 an hour.
Jeez.
Putting mail in the box.
You'd be in there.
Mm-hmm. Be in there. But it's just rough on your back, though.
I can imagine. Yeah. That'd be like the thing. The catch, even.
Hold on. If you like that song right there, head on over to SoundCloud and listen to my boy, Sully the Messiah. Link in the description. And we're back again after technical difficulties.
Yep. What else been? What's been happening in the now today, man?
Man, shoot. Only thing I've been happy about, man, going back to church, man. Believe it or not, it has been routine, but when that routine finally breaks, you miss it.
Yeah.
I'm in church since I was a little kid, man. It just don't feel right when you're working on that Sunday. Yeah. Even though I got that relationship with God outside of church like you're supposed to have, it just feels like something you're missing. That's the one thing I will say.
No, I get it.
Then when you're missing that, it just makes you yearn to go back when you find the right place.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Shoot. Other than that, I don't do nothing, man. Shoot. I come home, go to sleep, go back to work, deliver the mail. Do what I gotta do, man. Just try and get life together.
That's a good way to live, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more or less the same way, but I've been trying to get a little more active.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. I was just out. Saturday.
I saw your photos you posted.
Yeah, I was just, which, like, that was so far removed from me because it was a tangential thing. It was for my girlfriend's sister's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted to go out to this club. And so obviously that ropes her into it. And I just get roped in because she need a ride. So I'm like, okay, cool. I was like, that's fine.
Oh, man, you got a girl now? Okay. Somebody win it,
yeah. It's been,
not a square anymore, sir. Remember that episode, sir?
I Hey, man. you know, that's just how it is. But, I mean, yeah. It's been cool for, like, a year and a half, I think.
Hey, man. That's what's up. So, proud to hear it.
That's been fun.
A real hoot.
I don't even... Other than that, just try to... Yeah, connect with, people.
People? That's what's up, man.
Just trying to keep up with everybody.
Mm-hmm. So I'll be locked in.
Shoot.
I don't, like I said, I'm the same way. I don't remember work. I go home, I either sleep or make music. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I don't do nothing. I said I need to find another hobby, like, what's his name? Hit the gym or something. You know, I'd be working about like 10, 12 hours though.
See, that's the thing. That's what because you said gym and I'm like, you working that time? Like, yeah.
Unless I like wake up early in the morning, like 4.
Yeah, you do it like them old white people do. Go on a little jog.
I ain't going on no jog that early. I was scared to deliver mail at 5 in the morning in December. I go to Planet Fitness, some type of 24-hour gym.
Yeah, really?
Shoot, I was scared in Windcrest. I thought one of them white people were going to shoot me. I'm being dead honest. They said, nah, because they said you can either pick the Windcrest part,
yeah,
or you can go, because this man's route, he does in Windcrest and he has his little ghetto area. They said, hey, man, so which part are you going through first, the ghetto area or that one? Windcrest, at least the police would be there for an EMT. Y'all gonna respond faster.
And I know I got some background. I got a safety net to fall on.
Yeah, and this one guy, he gave me a jacket too. So I had something postal to wear. Because at that time, when you're 90 days, you don't get no uniform or nothing.
Oh.
So I'm like wearing regular street clothes.
Yeah, you want to identify.
Yeah, I want to identify so these white people don't shoot me. That and then the box my aunt sent me didn't come yet, I don't think. Yeah, because my aunt a real one. My Aunt Jackie, she sent me a, because she worked for a post office too, she sent me some postal clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, dad in a jacket, hat, basically the starter gear until I get my stuff.
That's good.
Yeah, man, she looked out real one for that.
That's far.
Nah, because people...
Go on, I go up, don't you out there unidentified, it's crazy.
Nah, for real, people did not believe... The post office ran on Sundays and that early in the morning. Like, imagine having to go get a signature from somebody at 5 in the morning.
I'd be scared. I'd be.
That's all year. Like, gun getting cocked at the door. No. Nah. They don't believe me when I say post office.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah,
I was like, what you doing
here? For real. That's a lot of the questions I used to get. Man, what are you out here for?
This early? Man. I'm not gonna lie, at the same time though, I'm the postman. And you ask me what I'm out here for, I'll be like, because of you.
Not for real. Y'all ordering all those packages.
Like, why else would I be here?
Nah, that's why I
posted. It's your fault I'm out here.
That's why I remember when I posted that video a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Quit ordering packages. That was hilarious. Dog, people couldn't finish their route. And you know, I'm the assistant. Oh, all right, Gordon, need you to come in at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, the sub in.
Yeah, out there. I'm watching kids go to school. They waving at the mailman. What are you doing here so early?
Like, bro, you the reason I'm here.
Stay in school, stay off of drugs. Nah, we had this evil white lady, though. Like, she was filling in because we short of managers. Yeah. That lady, I guarantee you ask anybody there, she was racist, dog. She just found me and picked on me. My bro said, dog, I think I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. My white friend at that said, dog, she's just straight racist. I ain't gonna lie to you.
You like, look, I know game.
Yeah, no, I know. He said, dog, she just hates you.
I'm letting you know, all right?
Never met this lady.
If anybody can decipher this, it's me. And I'm telling you. This is not going good for you, man.
That day we did that, we all worked like 15 hours. It's so illegal right now. I ain't going to lie.
15 hours is crazy.
15 hours. You know, she tells me what's up. Because they told us, hey, try to come back at 4. Like our regular boss, you know, they have a heart.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I was shocked. Yeah, she said, no, you can finish your route. Because I called her, said, my scanner died. Come back and get a new one then. I said, what?
Nah.
Come back and get... I've been out here since 12. She said, okay, and? I've been out for over 12 hours. And? You'll be fine. You can finish the route.
Nah, dude.
And you know what she tells me when I get back? You must be very tired, aren't you? You know what they say? You ever heard that saying, Mr. Gordon, about the chicken running with his head cut off?
Oh, my God.
I said, no. She said, yeah. So we used to have this saying back in the day. I'm running around here like a chicken with his head cut off. That was me all day. Kid you not, this lady literally, because I come back like super late. Too. It's about like, what, 8 o'clock. Jeez. I'm getting back. Okay. Yeah, the truck already left. So we're going to pack all this into your car. And you're going to drive the Parent Vital. Drop all this off. I said, I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
And mind you, I'm in my 90 days. I can't say nothing. Because if I say something, bang, you're fired.
Yeah, you're done.
Boy. Because what my coworker said.
You just said.
Another one of my coworkers came up to me and said, hey, man, you stealing? He said, what are you loading all this in your car for? She made me do it. I called my steward. Oh, boy, did he have a field day. He said, let me pull over and get a pen and paper.
Oh, my God.
He said, all right. Haven't seen the lady since. I don't know what he did, but he got her up out of there.
Hey, man.
He blessed.
Made a boss call.
Because if I would say that was, like, right now, they would have for sure paid me for that.
That is...
That is insane.
You must be very sad. Like I didn't just tell you I've been here since 12.
Man, and everybody else, she kept trying to get my number from all my coworkers. No one would give it to her. She looked up my file and found my number.
Weird.
Yeah, because they're not supposed to call us.
Weird.
Supposed to communicate on the scanner. It's like a phone. Send you text messages.
Yeah, super weird.
I don't know what that lady's problem was.
Super weird. I don't know. Maybe bro was on to something. She might have just been racist.
No, for real. And then probably because I interrupted one of her phone calls to ask her a question. She was over there talking to some dude on the phone. Sounded like a phone sex worker. sorry for the vulgar language, but hey, that was...
It's hilarious.
No, she was over there. Yeah, what else did you do? Uh-huh. On the phone, I said, what in the world? I don't know if that was a sleep deprivation at that point. Or I said, I know this lady ain't over here on the phone talking to
her. You just made that head up in your head.
No, I said, Frank, I'm tweaking out, but I know I wasn't because the next night she was doing it again.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I learned to start giving people the benefit of the doubt.
That's my problem. I be giving people too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving people too much grace. I'll be having to learn the same lesson that y'all don't deserve this grace. And I'm like, all right. I'll be the next person. I'm like, all right, let me give you a little bit. And then it's like, damn, you don't deserve it. All right, next person.
Not for real. Maybe turn to the old camera. Oh, it's automatic rude off rip.
See, that's what I was talking about. I was like, I don't know. We put you in position when you go back. I don't know. No. I don't know. If the circumstances is right.
Mm-hmm. Shoot. People thought I used to hate the world. Nah, I just don't like talking to new people. Like, literally. That's what I used to hate. I don't like meeting new people.
I don't like talking to nobody either, man.
Nah, because I'd be all like, hey, what they gonna disappoint me with this time? I ain't gonna lie. When I started giving people a chance, you know, getting to know people, talking to them, I ain't gonna lie, it feels good. Shoot, I done made new friends a lot. At work, even at church, man. Shoot, on Sunday, this one guy just came up to me, man. Didn't know nothing about this dude. No, it wasn't Sunday. It was a Wednesday. Yeah, last Wednesday, actually. It's been a week, yeah.
Okay.
I probably said Sunday because I didn't know he was there on that Sunday. Yeah, man, made a new friend. He good dude. Good dude.
You just waiting for when Burgo disappoints you?
No, he ain't going to disappoint me. This guy ain't going to disappoint me, man. Okay. He's a good dude, man.
That's what's up.
Shoot. Good dude.
I need to get into that. Just walking up to people and start...
Starting random conversations.
Just start chatting because... I don't know. That seems to be a woo. Well, I can never. I don't know how. You got to force yourself into that mindset. You can't.
Yeah, I did. Because I do it every day now. Got to meet strangers. Hey, how's it going? Got to put on that fake smile.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. Mm-hmm. You have to do it.
But some people, man, I actually have a good time talking to. I genuinely, like, some of the routes when I used to have to keep doing them, I'll look for that certain person. And they'll come right on outside. Hey, how's it going there, young man? Because a lot of people I do mail for, they're old.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay. I got time to talk. Sometimes I got to tell them, all right, I got to go now.
Yeah, I got
it. Like, I can't sit here and talk with you forever. I
got stuff to do. That's how it'd be, for me at work, because most of them, I'll be trying to get them. I'm just trying to get them up out the way. But I had a conversation with this one lady from, like, New York. We had, like, an hour-long conversation. once she clocked my Southern accent, it, like, slipped through for a little bit. And we just had a whole conversation about, like, regional accents. How you doing, young man? She spent the whole time talking about New York slang, and she was like, I gotta hear you say it in that accent. I was like, man, I can't.
Need to hear how you Southern folk talk.
it was fun. Mm-hmm. I'm having a great time. Talking when I force myself to, but I just don't know. I guess in my head, I just assume everybody is like, don't mess with me. So I'm like,
yeah, for real.
I don't mess with you.
I don't mess with you. You don't mess with me. We go about our business.
Exactly.
But I said I got to get rid of that mentality because, you know, I want to help people a lot.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to be a career coach, mm-hmm. and help people beyond.
Yeah, you got to be a little conversational. Mm-hmm.
And I kind of learned that lesson when I started working with the kids. Because, you know, you're meeting people every day. Different backgrounds.
That will, yeah. You can't be in the room with the kids like, all right, y'all.
Like, literally.
Nobody mess with me.
No, for real. And then, like, why are they acting like this? Because they're kids, man.
You got to be tolerant.
Like, literally, I sat down. I said, look, why these kids, they just don't get it together? Because they're kids and you ain't even got it together. You're still a kid. I said, you know what? That's right.
I've been seeing, I be on the internet a lot, so I've been seeing that. That's like he was talking about like hating kids.
Nah, well,
which is weird. Whether or not kids is like as a concept is cool. Which is the craziest conversation to me. I'm like, what do you mean?
They're gonna be your kids.
Like, they kids, bro.
So raise them right. Like, raise them the best way you can.
It's the funniest thing to me, because I'm like, what is it to talk about? What conversation do we have?
Literally, teach them right from wrong. Teach them, be there for them.
You think kids are a good idea? What do you mean?
Am I your wife? Am I your husband? Like,
it got nothing to do with me. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't get paid for that. I'm going to be honest with you. That's why I was like, man, kids are a bad idea. Yeah, because people let the internet raise them. That's why. They just need a little bit of guidance.
That is hilarious, too. No,
that's what I said. The kids need it. I was shocked to hear some of them kids thought of me as a role model. I'm going to be honest with you.
That's good, bro.
No, I was laughing. I know how much of a mess I am. I said, wow, y'all found me as a role model? What am I doing?
I don't know. When it comes to kids, that's like a 50-50 on extremes. There's no in between with them. Like, they either look up to you because they don't know no better, or they look up to you because you really just that great, and there's no in between.
Nah, I figured it out though. It's probably because I was like, literally, me and my buddy, my boy Dante, probably because we used to talk to them, like actually have like legit sit down conversations with them.
That's fire.
And spend time with them.
Kids be having some cool.
Nah, you gotta watch what they say. Sometime.
I mean, you gotta be careful with it. Some kids be like genuinely weird.
Nah, it's because of the stuff they be going through, though.
That, too.
The background.
Yeah, you gotta be mindful of that when it comes to it. Because kids don't really know how to express that type of stuff. So, yeah.
That's where
it's like different. Psychological coming. Yeah. You, like, you like talking to, like, grown people. It's like,
dude, they can just tell you.
Yeah, like, they know kids, their feelings. You gotta
pick up on it.
Because like, they don't know what they're going through. Yeah. They're going through puberty. They're going through this. Like, mommy's not giving me attention. Dad's gone.
They will be telling it to you, and they don't know how to say it. So you gotta like pick up on it. Like, oh, that's what you got going. All right,
that's
bro.
What I said, man. Shoot. Best I can do is pray for y'all in my head. You know, you can't say that at school. That's automatic. You're fired.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Shoot. That's what I learned to do at that point. But yeah, when I sat back, looked back at it like not too long ago, I was like, wow, these kids really trusted us to tell us what's going on with them. I said, wow, it's crazy though what they be going through, the cards they're dealt. That's the only bad part. Social media, you know, with their, maybe parents let them raise them with that cell phone and social media.
Yeah.
It is what it is, damn.
You weren't about to step in for them kids?
I still live at home with my own mom. I can't help them kids.
What was it? Matilda? Or a teacher or whatever? You want to go take it to
me? Sir, I still live at my mama's house. What makes you think I'm financially stable to take care of me and them? Man. I finally started. You know what's crazy? This is the first job I actually finally went into the green.
For real?
Believe it or not, into the green. Probably because all the hours I work, but I'm finally in the green because
I'm about to say.
I didn't get paid jack as a teacher. Remember, I'm coming back from UNT dead broke. College dropout, dead broke. That's right. Shoot. And then half my money I was investing right back into them, so. Like, literally. Because school wasn't going to pay for it. You know? But I said, oh, Lord, nah. But nah, I got some plans in the future. Because, you know, I'm trying to save up some money. I want to give a scholarship out, actually, before the end of this year. That's what I want to do. But nah, I want to at least, like, build a... At least, maybe once every 3 months, have, like, a... You know, a seminar with some kids, you know, teaching them something. Because, you know, they need some lifelong skills.
Yeah.
Or even some kids sit down and talk to them. Like, hey, what's going on? You know, you got, give them a, know they have a support system.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of young people, they don't know they got support systems. The resources.
You get involved, like, the community.
Yeah, I get involved with the community.
That's good.
Then, like, you know, the career coach, you know, I'm working on that. Then I can offer my resources to them. Hey, y'all know, there's more than college, too. Or y'all can go to college. There's scholarships for here, there.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's good.
Do the back-to-school drives. You know, I got a little bit of plan. I just got to work a little extra harder to get the steps in order.
Yeah, just...
get the right people.
And the hours, get the funds.
Yeah, the funds, get to
the right,
sure.
The right connections.
The right connections and funds. Because you'd be surprised with those kids what some of the stories they'd be telling you. Like, you really feel bad for them. Because low-key, I feel kind of helpless for some of them. I said, dog, worst thing. Can't do nothing, but the best thing I can do for you is pray.
Yeah.
It's the best thing I can offer you.
Well, sometimes I don't, like... Sometimes I'd rather just not even engage. Because I'm like, there's really nothing I can do.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm just...
Hey, prayer goes a long way. You'd be surprised. So I said, that's literally what my plan is for like the next 5 years, to where I can eventually get in and do something like that. Start small and work my way up.
That's good. You know what I'm saying?
That's about it. That's the only goal I got on my list. Unless I find another career path. But other than that, that's where we starting off at.
That's good, man.
Scatter a team, you know. Yeah, that's about it. What about you, man?
Probably just stick it out in the lane I'm already been operating in for like the past year. So
yeah, you're still going to school, right? Or
yeah, but it's been like inconsistent. I've been doing like a every other semester type of thing.
Yeah.
So. One semester to like lock in, da da da, and take on off and just do my own thing, and then da da da. But I mean, right now I'm like in the music scene. It's cool. I'm getting, you know, like I said, it's going up, so there's a lot more opportunities and stuff coming in. But I also want to get back into writing because I haven't actually written a full like draft of anything in a minute.
That's not bad. I know you want to release your autobiography.
Mm-hmm. My autobiography. yeah, the autobiography. But I'm gonna put out like a book. Hopefully, but I'm not gonna say end of this year. I'm not gonna do myself in like that.
Nah, for real. Same with me. I want to write a book, but you see, I don't feel like writing about 100-something pages. I'll probably write something short, straight to the point.
Yeah. You can do that. It's like a little,
The little pamphlet.
I don't know what it's called. A little pamphlet.
Not even a book.
You know, like a little pamphlet. Yeah. I think I can see it. I don't know what you... Yeah, it's going to be about.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I haven't written one. I ain't got no good insight on what to write. Man, what can I tell readers? How to be a postman. No, I'm joking.
Step-by-step guide.
The life of a postman. Mm. I gotta make sure I don't have this job no more before I do that.
Yeah, I know. You do that while you in the... Doing that while you in the field is...
Nah, I ain't gonna write no tell-it-all book. Somebody gonna shoot me.
I'm walking in the office the next day.
Shoot, someone go postal, put me down. Absolutely not.
But yeah, probably just playing it out and see where it goes. I'm starting to get more serious about it, so I think it's gonna pan out well. But you know, it is
what it is. Yep. Oh, yeah, you got
a
music video coming out.
Yeah. We did that back in... It was crazy because... Oh, my God. It was... Yo, the whole thing was crazy. It was... It was Ashton from the Great Bubbles. Mm-hmm. Simmons. He had hit me up back when, like, my first Arcade Wizard came out. And was let's do a music video for it. And I was like, yeah, first. Yeah, definitely. Me being me, I never talked to that man phone. Again.
Never answered the phone. 3 months, 6 months later. Hey guys, what's going on Instagram? What's going on, guys?
Like, yo. And then he hit me up again, like around November. But I was sick. I was sick at that time, which was bad because it was my birthday too. Like, I was just in bed dying, which that sucked. But you know, it was whatever. And then we were supposed to do it. We set up a whole thing for sometime like late December. Never happened. I was like, okay, cool. You got a whole you got the whole script. You play you storyboarded it. You got a whole crew together. We figured out a location.
Who's this crew?
I don't know, like a ragtag dude, but the dudes you just hit up, man. They was cool. They're cool people. You know? And then we had to push it out back to like January. It was like one Saturday. I think it was like the third Saturday of January. I, for some reason, thought it was the second Saturday of January. So I woke up at, like, 8 a.m., drove out to the site, and I was like, where everybody at?
It was last week, man.
I was like, there is no way, dog. So we eventually did get together and spent, like, 2 hours out there. It was super fun. Shot the whole thing. He didn't send it to me till, like, a week and a half ago.
Oh, you finally edited it all?
Yeah, which was super crazy because I'm pretty sure he started editing it as soon as we got it. And then he hit me up like a month later and was like, it's almost done.
He real one for that. I like some people, they don't hit you back for finally, a feature.
That is still crazy.
I ain't going out no names. I want him to release music.
Not going out no names, man. But
enough things happen. I ain't like his number one hater. I ain't finna DM them monkey boy like some people. Still hey, don't man. Know why that or whoever did that. I don't
yeah, that
know
was
why
crazy.
It
was a little
that.
Crazy. That was insane. Y'all should have been there to see. It was crazy, but I'm not gonna say nothing.
Yeah, I know who it is.
I know who it is. You know what I'm saying? That was you know who you are. I know what you are. But
would not have blamed that man for never releasing music again. Off of that.
I don't know. I've been waiting on. Well, see, the thing is, I can say I've been waiting on the initial feature, but then he hit me up and was like, "I want you." On the album. And I was like, okay, cool. We ain't never heard about no album. Where is it? Where that, dude?
I think Dog just got so busy with life. Because I understand. Which I assume. I assume made a bunch of empty promises that never came
around. Yeah, like, I get that. That's why I just, like, stopped. I low-key just stopped doing it. Because I'm like, I can't. I've done it before. Like, I was like, nah, I can't do it. No. I'm like, I'm cool with it. He did. I did see him go up and be like, I'm putting back up all my music with Don or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
and that. And I was like, you putting it back up?
Yeah. Remember, he was signed to, like, a label. So, yeah, that's probably why he had to get his music back. You know the Def Jam, they be.
It was Def Jam?
Yeah, that's what he was signed with. You know, it took Big Crit forever to get his music. He just put it up on Spotify.
So they probably, they probably.
Shoot. Nah, I don't believe
allegedly.
It.
Did we ever see any?
Allegedly, you're right. Allegedly.
I was like, these shows.
Oh, they gonna be disappointed. They try to sue me. I ain't making no money off of this.
I say,
what the podcast name? You can have it. I was making another one anyways.
I was like, that contract was real. You see, he showed out the contract. I mean, you know, if he was really sorry, if he was, I'm not doubting it. I'm just saying, I ain't seen no contract. So, I don't know. But, assuming he was, allegedly. I get it.
Allegedly,
I never seen they credits on your song, gang.
Are you trying to start a beef war now?
No.
I'll send it to
him. No. Don't say no. I mess with bro.
Y'all can have an 8-mile rap.
You know, you know who you are. I mess with your dog heavy. We need the music.
Come on, Devin.
It's been so long at this point. You can't come back. You gotta come back.
Y'all should make a. Y'all remember who was it? Cash Raekwon and TJ6. Y'all should come out rapping like they did before they started.
A dynamic duo type of thing. You know where to find me. And I know where to find you. Hit me up, dog.
That would actually be fire.
That'd be fine.
If we get Mario in there to produce, he could produce like a fire beat.
He could. We just get him back in the lab.
Yeah, he don't have time, man.
But I don't know.
Be fire.
It really just depends on what he got going on. But,
you know.
End of the day, that's what it always is.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. Shoot. We gotta do the podcast more often, man.
This is fun.
Can't do the podcast more often.
Real. I feel like we do it more often, we
grow consistency.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you already said, what is it, 300?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Believe it or not, five inconsistent episodes, maybe once a year?
Over the course of a year. Like,
since 2020, that's actually pretty good to me.
Like an annual event.
Like, literally.
So, I mean, like, that's why I was like, when you first called me, I was like, capitalized. Like, this is, you know what I'm saying? You already got 300. I feel like we do this, what? I don't know about weekly. That's kind of crazy.
Nah, weekly.
Weekly is insane. Yeah, but sure. I don't have the free time to commit fully to that.
Me either.
But, like, maybe.
Once a month
is cool. Once a month grows, like, super popular. If the growth is crazy, then we might look into, like, maybe bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Like, yeah, bi-weekly. Shoot. If the road is crazy. If it gets AstroTurf, I'm not gonna lie.
Forget the post office.
Y'all about to see me on a live stream. It's not 24 hours.
I'm gonna be like Kai on Twitch, man. Just without the extracurricular activities.
I'm about to be up here every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be on here so much y'all gonna start hating me. Get
that bag, I know that's right. Of course I'm gonna cut the Lord in on his percentage, but you know.
Hey, I'm not even gonna be mad. It is what it is.
Hey, I ain't selling my soul. That's dead right there.
That's
when it's time to retire right there.
I ain't gonna lie.
Nah.
A monthly thing is cool though. Yeah, it allows a little bit of time for things to happen. Flow kind of just goes along. I think monthly is cool. What is it? April. It's April. Okay. I don't know.
I thought. Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. The other day, I was delivering something. I was 3 days ahead. My watch was wrong. I thought it was 3 days ahead.
Oh my god.
For like every day, I said, "Oh wow,
in the future,
it's this
Brad.
Day. It's that day." for almost a whole week. I thought it was the day. I know some people were confused looking at that. What you mean it's going to be there on Wednesday? You pick it up. Today is Monday.
No. That's what it is, dog. But about the day, yes, April, so we do this.
Got an April mix. We do the May. Go to May. June, July. We'll do that. It'll be fun.
Yeah, man. It helps catch up, man. Use the resources. Spend out the resources. Maybe we gain some more skills. Shoot, yeah, you should. You know what you need to take? That social media course. They got a course on it, managing.
Got a course for that?
Yeah, on that website I told you about. Shoot, it's like I'm sponsored by them almost. I wish. The way I'm promoting it.
You're doing crazy promo right now.
I might have to.
I have to edit for once. I beat this all out. I might have to.
Cause I'm not
getting paid for this.
Yeah, this is cool, crazy.
Only promo I get for free is Jesus.
Okay, man. Real?
Jesus and God, they're the only people getting a free promo.
Real?
Shoot.
You never lie? Yeah. But I might have to, because I'm not paying nobody to manage my stuff.
Dog, honestly.
I hate managing my own stuff.
7 days. Hey, they give a free trial 7 days. Knock that
thing
out.
That's all I need.
Yep. It's say take 2 months, too. At, what, 10 hours a week?
I can turn it.
I know, right?
What? Definitely get that done in 7 days.
That's why. Exactly what I said.
The monthly would be cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just monthly. Yeah, this being more consistent.
Yeah, I thought about starting a podcast for... I almost thought about bringing this one back, though, for when I'm driving, man. I'd be just so bored.
I feel like that'd be good. I mean, you'd be driving, you know, a lot, so...
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, you got a lot of thoughts.
Shoot, about to start up that. I remember I made one a long time ago for my journey. I called it Cameron's Christian's Journey. I might start that one back up.
I remember that. I remember that.
I might.
I think I remember like, oh man, why you not being more consistent on this? No, I remember you're not consistent about this one. So
I know, right?
That's why I was like, I'm gonna just stop.
Nah. It's one thing I need, man, that discipline. Nah, someone sent me a video the other day on discipline. 16 minutes. It was actually pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. It was real good.
That's good.
Yeah. You can't blame everybody else for your discipline problems. Discipline can only come from within you. You can't get it from anybody else.
That's real.
Yeah. Just because your family is all disciplined doesn't mean you're gonna be disciplined.
Yeah. I think my discipline's cool. I just need to get... Yeah, my discipline's pretty good. Well, I like to think it is anyway. But I just got to get more... I got to get back...
Consistent.
Yeah. Well, I've been consistent. I've been pretty decent about stuff. I don't know. I'm thinking more so in terms of like my music. I think I've been decently consistent. I feel like I need more. But then again, I've been tired.
Damn, that's the only bad part.
I've been working, and I just spent the past, like, 9 months on the last album. So, like, I'm like, yo. I'm
burnt out.
Yeah. You're probably telling me that all the time, too. Like, you need to relax, and you're going to get burnt out.
Nah, rest is the most important thing, I say. I do too much of that. That's my problem. I got to get back in the lab, man. That's what I say. Shoot, even with a relationship with God, gotten back in the lab with that one recently.
Good.
Extra hard.
Good.
Yeah, man. Shoot. That's where, because I always keep asking for guidance. That's where my guidance come from right there. Just got to be in the lab on that one.
Yeah, you just got to let that.
Because I'm always in the lab for my bag, I said. So, like, it's mixed up, brother. You got to have it swapped.
Shoot. That's more like material thing. You know? Yeah. Too much of that, but not enough experience.
My mom says, over there feeding your fat jaws over there. Ain't feeding that spirit man of yours. You look like a toothpick. Nah, that was funny. That I gotta give it to her. She was funny.
That was funny.
Fat jaws. Nah. That's the one thing I got back into, feeding that old spirit, man. Shoot, that's why I said hopefully I can maybe in due time, put some things in order, maybe gain some more skills. Who knows? Maybe even find a better job. Maybe that could be my full-time job.
Yeah.
Doing all everything we listed earlier, helping people. Who knows?
You can.
Yeah.
Could be, like we say, you just follow out the rest of the plan. Yep. Stick to the plot. You turn anything into your plan.
Yep.
Dedicate yourself wholly to it, you'd be good, man.
Mm-hmm. That's how it be, man. It's crazy. 2 years, man. It's been 2 years.
I was about to be like, well, it's really not meant to be 2 years again, but I'm not going. I'm pretty sure we said something to the same effect of the consistency last time.
I ain't
gonna
lie to y'all.
I'm pretty sure like last time 2 years ago, we was like, we should do this more often.
Well, we sure did. What happened? Life.
But I really feel it. Now that I'm here in this moment.
Feel it, man. I'm finna be the DDG of podcasts. DDG. Make multiple podcasts, man. You know, you got multiple channels. I'm gonna make multiple podcasts.
Dog.
I'm gonna have this one. I'm gonna get the mailman one. I'm gonna get my other one I made.
Nah,
because I actually thought about making another Instagram page for just encouraging.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, I'm gonna make that just for encouraging people all around. Because, shoot, if people don't know the brand or name behind it, no bias. Because I know a lot of people that follow it may dislike me a little bit. Ain't going to listen to it.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. Because that's what I had to do with the music stuff. I kind of put it off. It was Mario who actually gave me that idea. I put it off for a really long time. Because I was like, I do not like... I don't want to do that.
Nah,
but
for real.
Once you do, yeah, it's like it's a whole, because everybody else, people that follow my music page, some of them moved over from my main one, but it's a completely different audience over there. So it's like, yeah, it's good to have a separate spot there where you can just focus on that, because then, you know, that's where the people that actually, they there for this, man.
Exactly. They ain't gonna think, oh, man, I remember that guy in high school. No, I'm like, a changed man now.
I can spread this out. I can introduce it
literally
to people that, you know what I'm saying, really need it.
Exactly.
Apart from y'all not even...
A lot of y'all need encouragement, man. I'm trying to help y'all, man. I'm not that rude guy anymore. I'm a changed man. Yep. I forgot what we were even talking about. We're finally back after another... unauthorized interruption.
You know how it goes.
Yep, it's just life.
We gonna close it out over there.
Yep, man. Shoot, how are we gonna close it out? Go ahead, promo anything you got going on, man.
You know, like I said, the music coming out, new sound, new style. I'm going for the Instagram specifically for that is at @arcadewizard, which is it's ARCDWZD specifically. That's what it is. Follow that on Instagram. Tune in for the music, man.
Just follow my page. I'll post something every now and then. Something inspirational.
Every now and then.
I might make the page. I debate on it. You know, I'm a little busy.
I think you should.
Yep. Shoot, if I make it, just look at True MVP 23. I'll post it.
Everywhere, man.
Yep, I might even change that username. So, yeah, get there while it's still there.
What's still active?
Well, let's try not to wait 2 years again.
Don't hold my man to that monthly thing. But
got that bar
don't
right.
Not expect something maybe.
Something
possible.
Maybe, you know, even if it's me by myself. Because, you know, Solomon go MIA.
I do, but I'm trying to get better at that. So,
yep. Oh, man. Let's put it on the calendar. We'll put it on the calendar. I'm going to put it on the calendar. I'm going to start using that calendar.
We're going to figure it out. Start using it. It's crazy. Well, we're going to figure out something for next month,
Yeah, next month.
That sounds good.
Yep. Man, what was the name of this podcast again? It is what it is, or whatever.
Whatever, whenever.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Peace. Peace.
Oh, yeah.